How was the week off?
Really good. Much needed. Got some rest.
Yep.
Got some treatment, you know, watched some football, so it was pretty good.
What'd you watch?
LSU Bama.
Yeah? What'd you think?
That was a hell of a game.
Mm-hmm.
It was a classic for sure. It was fun to watch. It was exciting to watch two SEC teams compete.
So you'd already played Bama, but when you got a look at LSU, you got them ahead in a couple of weeks. So what are you thinking as you're watching them?
Not too much. I was just watching it for what it was, but not really in terms of us, because I'm just focused.
You
on
got
South
time
Carolina.
To
yeah. Yeah, I'm focused on South Carolina right now, to be honest.
You watch all those receivers out there?
I did, yeah, because those guys are some guys to watch and see what they're doing good to improve your game also. But they did some good things out there.
Who do you know well from that group? Those two teams?
Waddell went to high school with him. Smith, Devontae, I was recruited with him. Visited with him. We all know each other, like from camps and game, like Under Armour games and stuff. But I'm pretty close with Waddle, and pretty much it really. Yeah.
Did you watch any of the South Carolina game?
No.
Okay.
Not gonna lie, I didn't. Who they play?
Appalachian State. Yeah.
I saw the results, but I didn't really watch the game though. Try to keep up.
The fact that they were upset, does that have anything to do with your preparation this week?
They were what?
They were.
They lost.
By App State. Yeah.
Nah, it's just still the same. We're still going to game plan. We're going to watch that film and see what they did well against them and, you know, try to exploit that. But I didn't know they lost the game. That's crazy.
It's three-game winning streak. Kellen, first two, has run a little bit more. Where do you see his game at, his development, this three-game winning streak?
Just getting more confident, running but also throwing the ball. Getting that game plan down to our base play so we're not thinking as much, just reacting, just getting us an opportunity to just make plays downfield and getting some more of those chunk plays that help us out in the drive.
How much better does it help your offense, the fact that he does use his wheels sometimes to pick up some – how do you feel that?
It's tough. I mean, it's hard to game plan against that. When you have – when you're in a coverage, you know, you can only cover so many guys and the quarterback's never accounted for when you run a spread offense. So, you know, it's tough to account for a guy like Kellen and then also have him throwing the ball too. So, it's a really balanced offense when it comes down to that.
What's that done for Spiller? And then now that he's gotten going, what's that done to make the offense more complete?
Man, it's second to none. You don't even understand. But I think anytime we get everybody involved in the offense, all our playmakers, you know, it's hard to game plan against us. Spiller's doing a great job right now, getting his confidence back, just being who we are. We're just football players, and we're really good at that. So need to just keep doing that and just keep doing good at our strengths on the field.
Does the same thing apply to Weidemeyer if he's going down the seam, opening things up for you guys maybe on the outside?
That's exactly what it is. Him being that big target and doing what he does in the interior definitely helps me out because he's usually to my side and opens up everybody else on the field.
He's also proven to be a little bit of a vertical threat for you guys.
Exactly, yeah. He's a mismatch now. He's pretty quick. He has really good feet, and he's big and strong, and he's smart, so he knows how to use his body well and his route, so a bit of a mismatch for these linebackers.
What does this offense look like when you figure Corbin's coming back next year, Cup, and everybody's getting a year older, year wiser?
It's huge, man. I think that the experience, you know, factor is huge because a lot of mistakes we had this year was just not knowing or not. It was the first time I was going through those certain things, and I think once you've been through it once, it won't happen again. So just getting that older advantage and that age thing.
Do you feel like you're improving? Can you see this group improving week to week?
For sure. Definitely do. You know, people see them as small things, but to us they're huge because, you know, those small things can win you games. And just understanding what the moments and just capitalizing. Because, you know, after watching the LSU game in Bama, I realized that, you know, those teams do a great job of, you know, capitalizing on their opportunities. I think this big thing is just capitalizing on the moment and understanding how big it is. Not making it, not putting any pressure on you, but just knowing that you can do it and that those can win you the game or lose you the game.
Is that something that coach has been stressing this last week of the opportunity that you guys have in these last three games?
Yeah, he's been doing it exactly in the last three games, but he's been doing it this whole season. But he's been saying, like, you know, we're 6-3 right now. This could be our – we could finish season 10-3. It's not the end of the world, but, you know, it's not about the outcome. It's about the process and how we got there. So just been focusing on the fundamentals and just the small details to get us to that point in the season.
What did last week do for you guys to kind of regroup and get refreshed and kind of adjust the mentality?
We call it reload. So we don't relax, we reload. So I think we got back and did good on good. competed. It was like a sweaty fall camp all over again, ones against ones, drove the field. It was like a grind, to be honest. So, you know, we had the weekend off and stuff, but we're just competing and getting that love for the game back. Because sometimes when you're in the season, you don't do as much good on good because scouts and, you know, being getting hurt and all this stuff. But we competed, so we got that edge back, you know.
How did that bye week compare to the first one you guys had this season?
Oh, same. Exact same. Exact same. Yeah, exact same.
Hey, this is your second November going through now with Jimbo. I think in his 10 years as a coach, he's 31-6 in November. What, now that you've gone through it, now you're going through again the second time, what do you think is kind of the key to that?
I think because, you know, what he's trying to get us to buy into, like at that point, the young guys or even the guys who haven't, you know, gotten it, they're finally buying into it fully, you know, trusting him. You know, you kind of see the games that we, you know, lost. You know, just certain things he said, we were better than those teams. And you might believe, but you might not actually truly know it. And then I think at that point in the season, it's like, if you're a freshman, you're really a sophomore now. If you're a junior, you're a senior. So you understand that time is, you know what I'm saying? And I think it's a switch that hits in your head as an athlete, and it's just, it's time to get in, time to compete.
Everyone has a one game at a time mentality. I get this. It's a little hard not to look at this three-game stretch. You know it's been coming all year to Georgia, to LSU. Mm-hmm. What will it take to complete this journey? You mentioned Jimbo's already said, hey, you could be 10-3. Where do you have to be as a team to make that happen?
Honestly, me personally, I think it's just being confident, because I mean, these are guys we all grew up against, playing against. There's, you know, these are not superheroes, you know. So I think it's just a understanding that we're all on the same level. We're all on the SEC West. Mm-hmm. I played these guys in high school. I'm just as good as you. Mm-hmm. Let's compete. You know, I think some people make this game bigger than what it is. We're out there competing, playing football. Been playing it for 18 years, 19 right. years. So it's not something that's just rocket science. And I think that's what coach tries to get us to understand. It's just like, this is what we've been doing our whole life. So just have fun and be loose. So I think the key is just to have fun out there and just play for each other, and it'll be fun and just compete.
How do you get your teammates to buy into that, and especially the younger guys?
Does that mean, say it again?
The younger guys especially.
Oh, I mean, I think – they kind of get it now because it's the end of the season. They're kind of having some success, so they're understanding that, hey, it's not that hard. Like, it's kind of – it's just football. So I think the season's kind of teaching them that. They're learning that themselves, yeah.
How have you seen Anais continue to grow and develop over the last couple of weeks?
He got a little banged up. He learned how to fight through a little bit of injuries, getting a taste of what college football is about. He's just getting older and older. Like, but he came in mature, so it's kind of hard to say how far he's came, but – he kind of came in advance, but he's continued to learning. He's learning how to use his body, even though he's not the tallest guy in the world. He's learning how to use his physicality, use his quickness, and getting flat on routes, and just different veteran things that you learn throughout the season, later in the season.
Was there a point in practice early on that you saw his escapability after catching the ball, and you kind of realized that, hey, this guy can get some yards after the catch for sure?
Yeah, I mean, I knew him throughout my whole life in high school, so I knew that. But, like I said, I always knew that. So, yeah, I've growing up, saw that.
What's been the difference up front in the running game, Javon? Why is it clicking so much lately?
I don't know. Like I said, this is the time in the year, I promise you. It's just like, as an athlete, you see things start getting to the end. You start getting the conference play. You know, you start getting a little more. Those losses start getting you a little more, and knowing that you could have won those games, and you just, enough is enough to certain people. And I don't know. I mean, we're just trying to build this competitive edge and pride and grit, and just make this stuff matter to us. I don't know. We're just trying to finish it off strong, man.
How much does it help to have the running game right now?
A lot, yes, sir.
Kellen just said this is the most confident he's felt in the offensive unit all season. Do you agree with that statement?
I definitely agree.
Why's that?
You're just not thinking, you know, at this point in the season, you're just not thinking anymore. You're literally just playing. You're out there and playing football. You don't feel any pressure. You don't feel any kind of jitters. And, well, you're still jittery, but it's just, you're just reacting now at this point. So I think that the less you think, the easier the offense is. So I think the confidence level definitely goes up from that.
What are you focusing on doing well against South Carolina?
Having fun, to be honest. I think that sometimes you can want to do something really bad, and you just kind of, you know, and that's how you mess up and on certain things. And I think that we kind of our effort has never been the thing. So I think we kind of wanted to win so bad sometimes. But I think we just come down to having fun and just have fun and play football, you know.